Mark, great to see you. Great to see you. We'll put a headset on, and we'll talk with somebody that has done so much already. He was in Dallas with Vivek and several of the other owners. Mark, this day, this evening, has arrived for somebody that has such a strong tradition with your family here in Sacramento. What does this mean to you?
I can't even put it into words. It's an incredibly proud moment for me to say that I'm from Sacramento.
Yeah.
You know, we were challenged. Somebody tried to take away our team, and we came together in a way that I've never seen this community come together before. So I'm very, very proud to have been a part of it, and very, very proud to see what the community did.
Tell me about Mayor Johnson, the influence that he's had on everything up to this point, the fight for this city, and to keep this basketball team, Mark.
You know, very simply, we wouldn't be here without Kevin Johnson as our mayor. He's got a skill set that is amazing.
Yeah.
He's got relationships both nationally and with the NBA that made it possible to pull this off. And he did a lot more than just being a mayor. He was really like an investment banker in the deal. He held us together. He bucked people up when they needed it. He put egos in place when they needed to be. He was truly incredible.
This legacy of this franchise and what you and your partners are going to do just a short distance from here at the downtown plaza. You've done a lot of things already. Talk about the excitement building within you as you get ready to tackle the downtown plaza and build the state-of-the-art facility that we've been waiting for so long.
Well, it's an incredible opportunity and a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about the power that building is going to have, not only to create a great event venue for all the things we want to have in town, but the power that's going to radiate out into the surrounding community, it's going to be amazing. And then when you think about who's part of this ownership group, it's leaders in social media, software, technology. It's going to be the most digitally sophisticated, technologically connected arena in the whole world. It's going to be terrific.
And what's amazing about that is 3 years from now, it's going to even look a lot different than today. We look at the technological advances in some of the things that you're talking about in keeping up to date with everything. So some things that are as they say, in the pipeline will be coming to fruition then. So there are probably going to be some things in that arena that we don't even know about right now.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, when you look at the Qualcomm guys, when you look at Vivek and his company, you know, we've got Chris Kelly from Facebook, Andy Miller from Leap Motion.
Wow.
You know, they're dreaming up things in their labs that are going to show up in your seats 3 years from now.
Does tonight validate all the work that you all have been doing behind the scenes to experience this fan base, the season ticket sales, the passion? I said this on my radio show, and I've been here and I've been blessed. 1987, I moved here. The most energy, the most passion was obviously in the early 2000s when this team was winning 60 games. For me, the energy in this city right now matches what it was 10 years ago.
I've actually never seen anything like it. And I have to say, I was driving home following the Board of Governors' first vote to recommend that the team stay here. And I was listening to your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to people call in and the emotion in their voices, you know, the gratitude that they had for the ability to be able to take their kids and grandkids to games. It was, you know, something that even living here, I didn't appreciate.
Yeah.
The hold and the passion that this team has for this community is amazing.
We said goodbye to your dad recently. We said goodbye to Joe Benvenuti, real pioneers in this community. And I was thinking about this. I think it was on Tuesday when I was driving to work. I was thinking about some of the people that shared in the beginning of this back in the mid-80s and stayed with it. And I wonder if they were here today, what would be going through their body and their mind to see what we're looking at today?
Well, you know, one of my big regrets is that my dad is not here to see this.
Mm-hmm.
He would absolutely love it. You know, he made Sacramento his home.
Yeah.
It's the place that he loved, and I know that he'd be really, really proud that as a community we pulled this off.
I don't want to talk business right now, but I'm getting a question, and I want to ask you. You do this for a living. You're going to be going through that downtown plaza with your investors. The process, the environmental review, once that is done, ballpark figure, when do you envision breaking ground on that downtown plaza?
We're aiming to be open in October of 2016 for the 2016 season. So that means that we have to start construction 2 years prior to that. It's a really, really tight timetable, but we're going to assemble a good team and we're going to get there.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a privilege to have you come here. Thank you on behalf of all the Sacramentans, all the people, as I say, that rolled up their sleeves to their freaking neck, because that's what we all did in this community. To the guy and the wife that sit in the last row in the corner at the building, to the people like yourself, to the people like Vivek, to the sponsors, to the grassroots efforts, to Here We Buy, playing the win. You know what's great about this night? We all are sharing in it equally, and that's what I feel tonight from this crowd.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Mark, appreciate it. Thank you. That's great stuff. Mark Friedman and the unbelievable job that he has done. Wow. Did you hear that? That's great stuff. That is phenomenal. Does not get any better than that. That's great. That man is going to make that downtown plaza happen. That man is going to do incredible things with this group only a couple blocks from here.